I have Benga Oreshagun with me.
Yeah, together. Man, you just have to love.
Can you just stop? Together we're going to be here until maybe Benga will stay with us till 2 o'clock.
You wish.
Oh wow.
You wish.
So why call yourself my boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to test me now?
I can't even test you. You guys feel okay. It's 20 minutes gone past 12, and today I want to discuss cell phones. Yeah, mm-hmm. Before the break, I mentioned how Nigerian socialite cum music executive Obi Franklin revealed the shocking story of how a 10-year-old was raped during a school competition in Dubai. Now, the girl involved, based on findings, has been discovered to have accounts on Likee and TikTok, both video sharing social media platforms. Their accounts bear the name BotGirl4K. On TikTok, she has 1,760 followers and 62 videos. On Likee, she has over 526 videos with more than 6,000 followers. In some of the videos, she engaged in suggestive dances, you know, those dance moves that, hey, when you just look, you're like, okay, this one wants something more. Yeah, she was doing that. While a photograph she had on Likee showed her in a skimpy top that exposed her waist bead. Now, waist bead is something that should be covered, right? You just have it in there, cover it, and, keep it moving. But she was there revealing hers, a 10-year-old. And that did not settle down well with some Nigerians. But hey, 10. So who gave her a phone? Who did? We're asking tonight, do you think parents should get mobile phones for their children? And what's the appropriate age to do that? And to further buttress this, we have a video of a popular pastor David Ibiyomi. He says something about kids owning phones. Let's listen to him.
Buy phone for any child who don't buy phone for any child who has not gone to university. It will sound very awkward. I know you are too civilized, but don't do it. David, I refused to buy him a phone till he got into high school. I told him you will never use a phone until you enter university. He told me, thank you, now I know the meaning. Don't buy phone. It's not civilization. Phone and tablets, many things pop up. They can use your own. Let them use your own phone. It's your phone. Buy landline, put in your parlor. So every child you're free, use it. Let them use it. They will not agree. Stand your ground. Say, all my mates is not your mates. That's what I want. You are now buying Apple phone for a 12-year-old child. He say you are civilized. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I like it like that. Make my boy, they use Apple phone. Don't buy phone for any child who has not gone to university.
All right, so you've heard him. Don't buy phones for any child who is not in the university, according to Pastor David Ibiyomi. So what's your take? Are you in support or against his statement? And again, we are asking tonight, do you think parents should get mobile phones for their children? And what's the appropriate age to do that? If you're listening, you have kids, do they have phones? If they do, at what age did you get them phones? Let's have this conversation. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Ladies, dial the number 014-657-190. Let's talk. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick. Good morning, you and our guest.
Benga.
Yeah, good morning.
Benga, yeah. The thing about phone is that to control phone so that children will not use it is not simple. Yeah, and again, if we want to get it right, we start from the maker. The Western world that made that phone, let's know how they go about the phone and their underage children. We will start from there. And again, what is that thing or are those things that we are afraid of? We need to mention it about children from 10 years. about their using phone, smartphone. What are those things we are afraid of? We need to mention it. Remember that this smartphone now, they use it for their study.
Okay. Hello? Yeah, we are here.
Yeah, there are many things, many things that are calling for that phone, that if they can now use it only for those things, it is right. Mm. But it happened that the way this thing is planned,
okay,
when now you give a child phone for those things now, in the same time, he can use it for the other ones that you are trying to avoid. So it's a very complicated something. To me, giving a child phone at those times is very, very good.
So you
if
think
they can use it only for those things, we know that that phone is important for them to use. Those other things, if the very people who made it, who put the internet and know how to regulate it, let them do it like now.
Okay, when so you think parents who get phones for their kids
now,
it
now
should be regulated
for porn or for some other thing. Hello?
Can you hear me? You think parents should get their kids phones, but the phones should be regulated?
I mean, if the parents can regulate.
So you're saying that parents should go ahead and get phones for their children, but they should regulate the phones?
Yes.
Okay.
If they know how they can regulate it, let them do it, because there are many important things that phone will help them to do.
All right, then. Thank you so much for calling.
And many things about education that phone can help for.
All right, thank you. Thanks for calling. Hello? Hello?
Ada, it's a very, very risky situation. Okay.
How?
How do you regulate the phone? Because the fact that
you regulate the content they have access
except to. You want to give her a phone, give him or her a phone that is not internet enabled.
No, you can give them internet enabled phones and regulate the content they have access to.
There is always a hack. There's Gen Z children. We forget the fact that they're very smart.
Okay.
Very, very smart. But the thing is, the proper education, proper enlightenment from parents, basically. Don't just be like a demigod to your kids. Be a friend to them. When you have that conversation with them that, hey, this thing, yeah, you're free, because you can't always be there 24/7. You don't have a tag on them. You don't have a CCTV watching over them.
Mm.
The fact that you don't have all of those things, let them know. Yeah, you will have friends who will tell you that, hey, go on this particular website, you see something that will interest you. Go on this particular website, you see another thing that will interest you. But when you are the first, because you're the number one person that they trust, the first person they ever trusted, it's you, the parent. So when you now tell them, hey, this thing, I'm not saying you shouldn't go there. Yeah, you will go there. Even when I'm not there, even when I tell you not to go there, I know that thing I told you not to do. That's when they get curious now.
Yeah.
Why? It's just like the Lion King. Mm-hmm. Don't go to the land beyond the northern border. That's where Simba had to go. Now, when you now tell them, this thing is dangerous. If you go there, you might get addicted. You might get this. Tell them the downsides to all of those things. Let them know. So that when you do that, before those friends that they see in school tell them, they'll be like, yeah, already now. Because when you don't tell them, you're acting like a god. If you go there, that's when they will go there.
Okay. Well said. 0700-993-993-993 is the number to dial to be part of the show. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Ezekiel.
Welcome, Ezekiel.
Calling from Anjao Estate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome. Talk to us, please.
Ma'am?
Go ahead.
Okay. Concerning the topic, I think usage of phone for kids, underage kids, it has lots of advantages, basically for school academics and all that. So you can't really say parents shouldn't get their kids' phone. But I think things like this can be regulated. You understand?
So what's the ideal age to give a child a phone? What's the right age?
For me, basically, I think I was 12 when my mom got me a phone.
The smartphone?
Then there were no Android phones, just these Java phones, but you can go online.
Mm.
Basically, why she got that phone for me was because of communication. Because me leaving the house, going to school, she's worried and all that, maybe wants to get in touch to me. This should be around 2006 or so, thereabouts. So, I think, yes, at that age, 12, 13, but the most important thing is the parents. There should be regulations on those phones whereby you can control the kids. Not really control them as in the, for them to like control what they view online, what they do online. You understand?
Mm.
I think
so.
Are you saying
that they should get the kids' phones, but whenever these kids want to go online, they should be around them, like money?
No. See, the world is advanced. We've passed that stage where you want to monitor that. There are ways you can do that online. Like when you're trying to register the phone, you register it with your Gmail and all that. So whenever they want to log into most of these porn sites and all that, they'll have to, as in, ask for permission from you. As in, there's how all these things are being done, you understand? So they can't really log into some site without you, like parental guidance, you understand, on DSTV, something like that. So it's on phones too. You can do that too on smartphones now, you understand? So whenever they want to log in on some sites, they'll send you a mail instantly. And you have to permit them to log into those sites and all that. So with all that in place, I think parents can easily control what their children view online, what they watch online, the sites they go on and all that. But saying that you won't get your kids smartphones due to their age and all that, no, it's not really advisable because the world will pass that stage and all that. And basically, it's really important for academics and all that.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks for calling. Hello? Hello? Good morning, Mr. Frank.
My sweet baby.
Mr. Frank, where were you yesterday? Benga was looking for you.
Okay.
Where were you yesterday? Benga was looking for you.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Towards the end of the show.
Benga was looking for me.
Mm-hmm. You see? You did not even hear. So that text was for you. Remember the text, right, Benga?
Can't remember.
Someone said that one of my boyfriends was cheating on me on the sister station. Oh, yeah. That was definitely Mr. Frank. But it's fine.
Don't mind those people. Those people that I tell that I'm cheating on you.
Okay, I should not mind them. Who should I mind?
Those are jealousy people.
Mm.
It's just because you're a fine baby.
Yeah.
They don't want me to enjoy my
life. Where were you yesterday? I think I should play that song for
where
you.
Where were you last night?
Yesterday, I called now.
I know you did. Okay, you asked that we play a song for you. Did you hear the song?
No, I wanted to call you. Why didn't you play?
You were not here.
Yesterday.
You were not.
I cooked that night too.
Oh, wow. Benga, he's learning very fast from you. Okay, Mr. Frank, welcome. Let's get to the topic. Don't worry.
When you were doing this, that was when I
amazing. All of a sudden. It's okay. Welcome back, Welcome back.
But we can never worry. Even Benga can never put stars inside that
guy. We know. Okay. Aya, let's talk.
Put gravel, I will top it. Same with your comrade.
Let's get to the topic, please.
At that moment, before I will talk to you, Benga, have you finally agreed that this matter was not a rape? Today you bring this matter.
I'll wait till
all the investigations.
This matter.
I'll wait till all the investigations are done.
Because she was insisting.
These are young people.
The thing was paining me, and I never wanted to come because I don't like talking if I'm that. I was my mouth, eh? So that is why I did not call that day.
But anyway.
Why? He said that because the girl is not up to 18.
Yeah, she's not.
Boy, uncle. The boy, was he up to 18? Okay, now. Let me just go to this phone issue direct.
Yeah.
If you talk now, sometimes people ask you, when is the right time for a child to start school? When is the right time for you to start to send your little child to school? Some people will say 3 years, some people will say 6 years, some people will say 5 years, some people 2 years. The final talk there is any time that is conducive for you.
Okay.
Because all the time, what it means is time. Make out time for your children. That is all they need. That time, if you make out time for your children, is it 2 years? Is it 12 years? You can control them from then. Is it by phone? Any time, because the last thing any human being will say on earth now, this Nigeria now is, parents, don't buy food for your children. There are people that will tell you that they have money. They will go and buy food of 1.5 million naira for their 12 years or 6 years old child. You cannot stop them. That is their money. That is their children. They want to train their children, and that is how they want to train their children.
Okay.
The little thing there is that there is something they call parenting in food. Go and install it. Go and learn about it. You monitor it. I wouldn't tell you 10 years. I wouldn't tell you 20 years or 15 years or when they go to invest. No. You monitor them. If you see children or pets in this room, Adam or you will like it.
Okay.
If you, like, there was a time I went to village.
Okay.
You know, unless I use my button phone to make the call I want to use, my Android cannot operate it. And none of them, before even you will see a young girl there that will operate an Android phone, it was hell. I was like, what is happening?
Oh, wow.
So, that is it. Just make out time, install something there, monitor them, pick them up. Whatever they are doing, you'll be seeing it on your own phone.
Okay.
So, that is it. And you see this domestic violence, sexual violence, emotional abuse, all those things have come to stay and cannot stop. It's not a cause. Because no human being is saying good truth about all these things. And no human being can believe a single truth about it. You will not understand it now until that question I said now will come one day. Then I will take time to break it down again. Because if you hear something like violence or abuse, women will take side, men will take side. And you idea, this is how it's supposed to be. You will not agree, me, I will not agree on your own. And the things keep damaging. Parents, take time, make out time for your children. That is the last one stop. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for calling.
But you know, I didn't hear my music yesterday.
We played it yesterday. We did.
I know you did.
You were not here.
At that moment, I have to. That time, that was because I thought that was when I started feeling wrong. So I have to
stop lying, Mr. Frank. You were not here.
No, I went to the kitchen to do
that. All right, thank you for calling. Bye.
But are you promising me?
I am not. Bye. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Rebecca.
Yes, please, Sexy Moyo. Welcome.
Yeah. Well, my own opinion. It's not why getting labeled for a child is the main problem. You understand?
Okay.
Like, my auntie, I always tell my auntie, like, make your child your best friend. I can talk to him. he or she, you understand?
Yeah.
Because your child. It's not like, those are parents, after, maybe after school, they will not take their child, their assignment, or whatever.
Mm.
They do that all, it's only the teacher that takes care of their children. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
For me, because of, you know, now we are a civilized world, because of their school assignments, some other things. For me, if I get birth, I would like to give my child at the age of 12. You understand?
10.
11? 12.
12.
Because of school assignments, some other things. I'm closer to my child. My child will be my best. My child will be my best friend. You understand?
Okay.
I don't know what is wrong with him or she. But now this parent, after school, you understand? Just, the teacher will take care of the children, you understand?
Mm.
That's where the problem in Nigeria. Most kids, it's only teacher to take care of their child.
Okay.
For me, make your child your best friend.
Mm.
You understand? Be asking or she questions, some other things. Because even though you don't get to hear your child your phone outside, you have it as a friend. You understand?
Yeah.
And some friends, they can even shoot.
Like influence people. Your child.
For
okay.
me. Eh? Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. You said some
so
people might just influence your child.
Because of school assignments, some other things.
Yeah.
That is why I would just get my child. What is your 12 years old? Because of school assignments.
Mm, I feel you. All right, Moyo.
Yeah.
12.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you so much. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good morning.
For your tip, can I be anonymous on this call?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, so actually, getting your child a phone at 10 years old, I'm not okay with it, bro.
Just tell us why.
I'm not saying you should not get a phone for your child before he gets into the university. But children learn a lot of things from many places. It could be on the road, it could be a role in a movie, it could be from the people they're staying with, or maybe a place they went for holiday or something.
Okay.
So, let me just say this. When I was in secondary school, our principal daughter, she had no phone at that period.
But
I knew the leak in the art, like, sure, she was in my class, so
really?
I knew teacher leak.
Oh,
she was
wow.
using her mother's phone to come online on Facebook. So she sent a note to one boy in our class, and then he sent it to another boy, and then.
Oh no.
It spread.
How old was this girl?
At that time, she was 14.
14?
She was 14 at that time. She didn't have her own personal phone. So if some of the parents are saying, no, I'm not getting my child a phone till he gets to university. So the video of this 10-year-old girl, was she the one that posted it, or was another person videoing them? Was on that person's phone?
That's I don't so know if sad. Yes, I am with you.
So the only thing is just... Number one thing is for all parents to be prayerful.
To be prayerful.
And be prayerful.
Oh dear, sorry about that. I really feel for the poor girl. But wait, okay. She never had a phone, but I guess the person she was with at the time had phones with them. But that age, having sex? Oh dear. Hello? Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hello?
What's your name?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please turn off your radio.
Good morning.
Turn off your radio.
My radio is down now.
Okay, go ahead.
And say hello.
Mm-hmm.
How is your dinner?
Fine, thank you.
How is you? How is everything?
Everything is fine. What's your name?
My name is Alibaba.
Okay, welcome. Talk to us.
My name is Alibaba.
Yeah, we heard you.
I'm calling you from Ajam.
Welcome.
Sorry, my card has been gone. Let me call you tomorrow.
All right, then, that's fine. Hello? So sorry about that. I think at this point we have to take some WhatsApp messages. Then we'll be back to phone calls.
All right, we have some messages here. This one says, me that I've been using phones since I was in primary three. Although phones of this era were Java, but in these days I agree with the pastor. But getting kids' phone at an early age is not the problem. Effective communication with them is very important, as Benga said. Tell them what will hurt them. You can't regulate phone, I beg. Saying restrict access to some sites? How is it possible? This is my feel though. If the website does not put restriction, you cannot put it for your kids. How many porn sites even ask for login details? I'm sure it's none. That's from Greenwich. All right, this one says, good morning, Adam Benga. On phone for children, what children need are things they can learn and play with. So they need toys. Is an Android or a phone or toy? So phones is not for children. I believe parents that are giving their little children phones are only trying to show off. She?
For real?
From Ijebuwade. Okay, I think... okay, this one says, if a child is using a phone, he or she should be monitored by parents, passworded by parents.
All right, then. Thank you so much for that.
That got you surprised.
Like...
as a show-off. No, but... yes, for communication, I know, but... and really, just like what that Greenish said, so can you really regulate those... you know, those websites?
It's actually difficult because even as an adult, there are places I go to looking for something serious and you just see a mini ad showing you different positions, you know, showing you penis, showing you stuff. And
yeah,
I just pass.
So it's...
and you know, kids are curious.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the Gen Z generation, this little children, this little kids, yeah, they... are smart.
Pretty smart.
Always have it at the back of our minds. They are smart. They weren't as smart as the way we were back then.
You know,
I think I had my phone, my first phone, when I finished SS3. That was when I had my first.
For real?
Phone. Yeah.
I had my first SS3. Phone in SS3.
I never had a phone through secondary school.
Oh.
You know, I never had a phone then. And besides, the kind of phone we were using then, I didn't have a phone then. And the first phone, it wasn't even internet enabled. All right. But still, right now, looking at everything, there's so many things that we need to even regulate for these children. All right. Even the kind of things they watch on TV. All right. You put parental guidance to it. Are you going to put parental guidance to music stations?
Sadly, even some cartoon content and not
exactly.
Good for kids. But some parents just think, oh, it's cartoon, so
it's cartoon.
Why should I even be there to monitor, you know, what they say or what they're doing there?
If you as an adult watch it, maybe you're fasting and you just watch it, the fast is gone. You know. But it's just that the society, and it's everywhere. The distraction is all over the place. It's all over the place and it's scary. It is scary. Would you tell them that not to watch TV? They would definitely want to watch TV. They want to watch music channels. They want to know what's trending, because that's always the conversation that they have in school.
True though.
But that communication between you and your children, tell them, let them know. Because if you don't tell them now, and their friend in school tell them first...
Yeah.
That's where the risk is.
That curiosity will be there. They want to find out and be like, oh, my friend has seen this stuff. Let me see it as well.
Exactly.
Anyway, more calls at this point. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Hello. Hello. Okay. Do want to call back if you can. Remember, we're talking about cell phones tonight. And we are asking, do you think parents should get mobile phones for their children, and what's the appropriate age to do that? If you have children, are they using cell phones? At what age did you get them their first cell phones, internet-enabled phones? Hello?
Yeah. Hello, Ada. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
It's awesome.
This is who?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, the girl here today.
Welcome, Awesome.
Yeah, and okay, let me just chip in.
Mm.
What I really understand about this fact of the cell phone is you can't actually deny them of the cell phone, because the advantage more is better or is higher than disadvantage. I only believe on moral principles, which I always tell my colleagues that I prefer to be grounded in moral principles than this Christianity or biblical doctrine, because sometimes I might decide not to be a Christian again and realize, okay, since I'm not a Christian, I should let me leave the things the Christianity are doing and go back. But if I'm being grounded in moral principles, wherever I go to, no matter the religion, no matter the set of people I mingle with, no matter how the environment I train my child, the moral principles will always stand firm.
Okay.
So if a moral principles is being given to a child in a proper way, I believe that child will, as in like, even if the child really want to deviate, it won't be as if the things are actually turning him around. So you can't deny your child of not having a phone, but train your child properly. Yes, we know the words are corrupt. We know the peer pressures are there. We know different kind of things can influence. But I think it will actually take time, because she has been grounded. She knows what is right. She knows what is wrong. I don't need mommy to be there before I shouldn't go into this site. My friend cannot tell me that, oh, this site is very interesting, why don't you visit it? When I know that my moral principles said no, does not accept it.
Okay.
So moral principles should just be the guideline towards everything. And I believe the children will actually be more guided towards handling their cell phone more properly.
Okay. So tell us, before you go, when did you get your first phone as a kid?
Having my first phone. Okay, I got my first phone when I was 14.
14?
Yes, my mom didn't get it for me. My friend actually gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and the phone wasn't really a bad phone, just a small cell phone, because I also wanted to call. I just, you know, there was this vibe that when people are saying hello from the other side, I wanted to feel the same way. That was the only thing.
Love.
So I got that 14.
Okay.
And throughout the time, things started changing, but I was really grounded in moral principles. Even if at now, there's some things that I'll feel like watching. But if I'm trying to get something through Bluetooth with my friend, like, and he has some things that I know they are contradicting to ethics, I would just flip through. I wouldn't even get them. Even the songs that are trending, I just don't like them. Not because they are not interesting, or not because they are not, the public are not dancing to it.
Okay.
But this moral principle just let me understand that song no sweet. As in, it is hard. It's rough to the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So other side, because of how the principles came in, not because of the church, not because
okay.
of Christianity.
All right,
but
then.
I can live there. I'm not even this kind of church type. But moral principle guided me from doing the right and the wrong.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing.
I appreciate.
All right. Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Ada Blessing. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Mr. Binger. How are you doing?
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Talking about... My name is Dolapo. Calling you from Lekki.
Okay, Dolapo.
Very first time, yes.
You're welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
What, please?
If I restrict my child's phone, and she or he is going to school, and he or she is with a friend, that whose parents have not restricted his or her phone, what's the balance between that? I'm asking.
The balance. This is a very tough position, yeah, because you don't know what to do in school. You don't know what to do in your absence, okay?
Yeah. Well, if she cannot access some things on her own phone, what if her friends can access it and show it on the phone?
Mm.
The balance within that, I don't know. I just need the balance. Really, man.
Wow. All right, thanks for calling. Good morning. Now, this is actually a tough one, which I think at this point, it shouldn't just be, you know, one-sided, like just a parent doing that. I think parents in general, these are things they should discuss during PTA meetings. Collectively, I think they can achieve that purpose. I do think so. Because like he rightly mentioned, you cannot regulate that of your child. What about your friends? Quite a tough place. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Ada, mm-hmm. You see this phone issue? This is civilization on the highest peak. See, I don't buy the idea of regulating anything. I just buy the idea of telling them how it is and how it should be. Mm. Let them pick their options. Because at the end of the day, if you do not give your child the phone till when it gets to 15 years, Ada, someone can take that phone and sleep with her. Let me just tell you because of the curiosity. You see, once it comes to wealth and property and fame, we are all greedy about those things. We want those things for ourselves. Imagine you have a child, a 10-year-old child, without phone. He went to school. Majority of his mates asked him, did you think every day that child comes to inside your house and look his dad and I say, I will not get you phone? She is not happy. Let us not fool ourselves. Yes, he had. But if he has the slightest chance at that, he will have that phone and give his friend to keep for him. Tomorrow when I come to school, bring it for me.
Okay.
When you find out that, okay, something happened online and it's your child, what will you do? So at the end of the day, you put your child down and sit them down and tell them what they need to know, as Genga says, and tell them, it's your choice. Pick what is right. And you find time to observe them and check on them and try to pass love. And that when you define love to him or her and show her love, see, even though when he's wrong in a situation, because of that love, he will make a right decision because he knows what it means. And you will see the love that you love him or her differently from the love of his friends.
Okay.
So that particular love, I believe each parent should try as much as to show their child love and care. It will change a lot.
Okay.
That is my own take.
Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Jeff. I think we have a text.
All right, this message says, good evening, Ada. Phone or no phone, if you don't train your child, they will go astray. Are parents creating time for their kids? Are they talking to their kids? Care is not about buying ice cream and pizza, but you observing any changes your kids undergoing. Parents should be proactive and not reactive. Do a spot check on your kids from time to time. Your child should see you as that person they can confide in. Let them be free to talk to you about anything. Everything shouldn't be all about the stick. The simple solution is talk and let them know with examples why you are restricting them from certain things because you can't be with them 24/7.
True
Tony
that.
From USA.
All right, Tony, thank you so much for that one. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hello?
Good morning, what's your name?
Good morning, this is Omotola from Ijebu.
Omotola, you're welcome. Talk to us.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Ada and Benga.
Good morning.
The issue of giving a child a phone during the primary or secondary school level is relative.
Okay.
My own kid, until when they get admission into the university, I go to the phone shop, buy that phone for them. But without admission, I cannot buy a phone for you, because there are some sites that they will like to go when you are not around.
So what's
the glory of God, all of them, the three of them, they have graduated from the university. So due to the monitoring then, because I placed Starcom's landline into the city room. So whenever the teacher is coming, I'll come and monitor the teacher as well. So I'm not saying it's not good though. You can give the phone to younger, but it depends on the kind of if you are always with your kids, they will not be free. But if you're not always with them, it's not good to give them. To give it to them. I remember when my last born entered the invite, she entered at the age of 15 and she finished around 19.
Oh wow, that's so nice.
I don't want anybody to corrupt her or to give her any kind of distraction. That is it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Wow, so some parents are actually doing this. No phones until you get into the university. Are you in that school of thought, or you just feel, see, who goes ball, goes to spoil? Let's talk. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Patrick. Welcome back.
Yeah, I called back.
Mm-hmm.
You see, just like I said at the first time, to control this thing is not simple. And the advantage outweigh the disadvantage.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I am with you.
Yeah, the advantage of buying a phone to children like from 10 years outweigh the disadvantage, because internet and smartphone has been made and has been made so. So there is no way you can control it.
Okay.
So children use it for education. Just like one caller said that even if you deny your children phone at that age, but they go out and now mix up with their mate whom their parents bought phone for. They will probably use that phone for the same thing you are you take because of it, and say you should not buy phone for them. So that is exactly how I am looking at it. To me, I buy a phone for them. Let them even start using that phone and know how to use it. Anywhere you are trying to avoid, you can't avoid it. That even the first part they will learn. Can't avoid it. If they don't learn it with the phone you bought for them, they learn it with the phone of their friends. So there's no way. Even adults, their phone, if you were talking about corruption, phone corrupts some adults.
True.
All these evil men that use their phone for evil.
About
the
kids, yeah.
All these evil men that use phone for evil. If you know how you can control it, shall you equally avoid them?
Yeah, that's why the federal government came up with the idea called NIM, so they get to monitor people.
That is it. But since they have been trying to do it, have they gotten it perfectly?
Yeah, people are some people registered, and they don't have our details, so. I believe with the data they have, they'll do something really good with that.
Yeah, because if they have gotten it perfect, this kidnappers will not have been able to use it.
Working on it. Let's just be hopeful. They're working on it. Let's be hopeful.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Patrick. Thank you so much for calling back. Hello.
Hello, Dad.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Awesome.
Welcome back.
I forgot something to say.
Okay.
You know.
Turn off your radio, please.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I forgot to check something. You know, this something about this African culture.
Turn off your radio.
It is.
It's not.
Can you hear me?
Go on.
Yeah, there's just something about this African culture which you were actually put in. We tend to believe that when we do things our own way, we always remain that way.
Okay.
You cannot deny a child of the thing that is trending. When every, even younger than her or him, are having such kind of thing. The phone is very important. But what kept you at that from being the person who you are and the next person in the street character? And you got a character from the homebringing and your own conviction. When a parent brings a child properly, morally, making them understand why this thing is the essence of why I'm depriving you, and why this thing is the essence of why I asked you to do it,
okay.
I believe you'll be able to know the fact that it's my mom.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, my parents have this concept for me. They have this mindset for me.
Okay.
Let the parents train their child properly. And wherever they go, even in school, they have the phone. They can be guided by their conviction on their own, without anything. Regulation or no regulation, the children can hack, but character will keep them far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sir, thank you so much. Honestly, I can't even debate this. No disrespect to anyone doing this to each and so on. But supporting what this last caller said, I am from a very religious background. And then I remember my dad was strict and my mom was, you know, this religious kind of mom. So talking about instilling good discipline and, you know, character and all, I think my parents did something to me that to date, I now have the access and I have the right to do whatever. But I don't enjoy doing things like that. And number one is watching pornography. I am not judgmental. If that rocks your boat, have at it. I have friends, I know people who enjoy stuff like this. Sometimes I hang out with friends and they are with their cell phones, iWatches, it's popping up. I see, I'm like, okay, if that makes you happy. But I don't think I have ever carried my phone to like, let me go to this website, let me check the videos. I don't have a problem with people doing it. If that makes you happy, like I said, if it gives you some sort of satisfaction, some sort of pleasure, then fine. But me going there, like, what's there? So parents, I support this caller. You actually do have a lot to do in training your child and wanting your child to be who you want that child to be. My parents then, there are some things. My dad, I don't think he ever told me that it was a taboo watching pornography. Just normal conversations. Oh, there is this website, people do that, people do this. Well, it's nothing. Don't worry, you get to a point in your life where you will not even want to watch this. You'll be doing it. Life is stage by stage. And trust me, he was actually so right. I am here. They're not with me. I have the right to have thousands of videos of such on my phone to, like, you know, watch it at home, do whatever, but it's not even there. And even some parties, I can actually go to places like that. They're not even in Lagos. If I don't call them, they'll probably think, oh, okay, she's working or she's home or she's just at some event or something. But it's just me. It's no longer my thing, like, not like it was. But it's not. I struggle to do these things. Well, what's not yours is not. So parents, yeah, you do have a lot to do. It's not just about regulating their phones and all, because these people, you're so go mix up with other kids. Some of the bad habits I have today, I did not learn it from home. School, for example, back then I had friends that had parents that did not really care about them, not like they were not feeding them or taking care of them in school. I mean, parents that after school will sit them down, talk to them, ask questions, go through their bags and stuff. My mom was doing that. But my girlfriend will be back from school. They had the right to wear anything to school. By anything, I mean, then it was called spaghetti hand. Yeah, some people call it shimmy. You know, skimpy things. But I was from a family that, hey, you dare not. Even wearing trousers, yeah, it got to a certain level. My mom was like, nah, you should not be wearing that. You're wearing skirt and all. But my dad refuted, and I'm grateful he did. So I started hiding clothes at my friend's place, and they would bring it to school for me. I'll change my clothes though, all this like singlets, you know, skimpy clothes. I'll change in school just to feel among, because then it was more like, okay, the big girls in Nollywood, they dress this way, so let's dress like them. It was a thing then, and we were too broke to even get lip gloss. So what we're doing, we're using vegetable oil on our lips to have the shiny lips and just deceive ourselves that we've applied lip gloss, lipstick, whatever we're thinking then. So these things, I learned these things not from home, in school. And after the evening session, because then we're having evening classes, it was more like extra lessons, I would now change back to the clothes my parents, you know, would want me to wear and then go back home. That was actually bad. I just wanted to feel among. So yeah, parents, you do have a lot to do, because the things kids learn in your absence, quite scary. I talked to you about the things that I think you should ask yourself, questions to ask before getting your child their own phone. I feel we should take more calls and WhatsApp messages. Yeah, before I do that, and of course we call it a day. But just in case you're wondering what we're talking about, yes, it's cell phones. But hey, have you looked around you? Do you see kids these days with phones? And sometimes they even hold expensive phones. Phones that you're probably saving to get some kids actually do own them. And some parents, they get their kids' phones and they post it online. You see a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old with an iPhone 13. And you are wondering, what is this child doing with such a phone? Are you just getting this your child that phone for show off, or you're just getting your child the phone to study with? And for real, an iPhone 13, an iPhone from 10 and above for a child? But yeah, some parents, they're careless. They're like, okay, I have the money to get my phone, my child, whatever phone I want to get, so what's your business? Anyway, even if they're young, there's a good chance that the phone belongs to them. Like I said, 10, 12, 15. You see them with expensive smartphones. And studies show that more than half of children have their first smartphone by the time they're 11, 12, 15. That number jumping to 69% for 12-year-olds, which is quite worrisome, if you ask me. Anyway, let's take calls at this point. 0700-993-993-993. Remember, we are asking, do you think parents should get mobile phones for their children? And what's the appropriate age to do that? Also, you calling, let us know when you got your first mobile phone. How old were you? Hello?
Hello, good morning, Sophia.
Hello? Oh, soft flower. Okay. Good morning. Hello. Welcome. I am with you.
Okay. I think, like, too much of getting children, your children from my, I am not very sure that it's like from 8 to 11 now. I think probably when they are in something like SS2 or SS3, they are probably, you know, 16 years, that's the average years of SS2 stress now. No, like, they are already like, almost 3 years, even being our life is now independent according to the law on their own. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think like that kind of class might be for, you know, prior to that time, you can be having assignments, you can like give them your own phone, like sometimes when they need it, like you should just work on it. And once they are done, like go to your browser, you can check everything they have done and such, like, you know, just for you to be sure that, like, okay, this person actually needs the phone for what he or she says.
they are not looking for, you know, you know what I'm talking about. And now, in the school, they are still, like, I don't know some parents actually for, like, getting their children cell phone at certain ages, you know. Even the traditional schedule, there's so much, go and touch this, go and touch that, you know. And sometimes parents get tired and they're just like, yeah, you should just, like, take your own phone and, you know, after they give them the results, come look back and check what they are doing with it. I think the traditional system was their own, so she just, like, kind of refuse to really just tell this on the internet, like, go on the internet and search this. And, you know, this is also, like, searching the right thing, and there's always this ad that just pop up, and, you know, from there, you can just click on what they are not supposed to click, and you just, like, get all that, now, you just get glued to it, and you just click whatever they are doing in the first place. So yeah. I think that also should be the work that the traditional system should do. So I think that is my hot take on it.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Once again, the studio line is 0700-993-993-993. And latest out, the number is 014-657-190. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-580.
Hello, Ada Blessing. Good morning.
Hello, Blessing. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Ada is fine. Thanks for asking. How are you, Blessing?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Hi, Shenga.
He's good. Not in the studio anymore. But he's fine. Blessing, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Go on, Blessing.
Okay, we are talking about phone, right?
Yeah, cell phone for kids.
Okay. Me, you know, I have adopted children with me.
Okay.
I don't have phone.
How old
the
are they?
The other one, I bought phones for the other one.
How old are they?
Yeah. Are they still teenagers? 15 now.
Okay.
One is 10.
Okay.
They have phone.
So you got a phone for a 10-year-old, a smartphone?
No, they have smartphone before 10 because I brought them to my place 5 years ago.
Okay.
When the other one was 5.
Mm.
So then I get him a phone, but that one was not smartphone then. But when he turned 8, after he stayed there, I bought him a smartphone.
Okay.
Then the other one has a better phone. He's 13 years old. The reason... their school, everything their school is, then some of the assignments, then we go online to check for what they will solve in their assignments. And sometimes, if I travel, I would like to make a video call with them, you understand?
Mm.
So they have smartphones. They, one thing is this, there is one app I connect in their phone to my phone, anything they are doing online with it.
Okay.
Yes. Anything they are doing, they will notice me. I will see it.
Mm.
My own kids, they are in your case. She's 6, but she has phone, a better phone.
She's 6.
Honestly. That everything is connected to my phone.
And so, do you have time? It's not about connecting it to your phone. Do you have time to go through the things they go through?
You know what? You know how normally... sometimes if they are sleeping, I will go and check their laptop, check their phone. Honestly, they will not know. Even their room, I will go and check everybody's school bag. I will check everything about them. One day, the other girl wake up and say, Auntie, Blessing, you are taking my bag. I say, yes, I'm taking your bag. I want to know what is in your bag. I say, Auntie Blessing, I don't have anything in my bag. That is what our auntie used to advise us, that our parents should play their own part. They should be taking our phone and our bag.
Okay.
I said, okay, that is good. So get phones for a child. I don't think it's a bad thing, but it makes them to tell you, they make them to be smart. And the only thing is that continue to monitor them and advise them.
Okay.
Honestly.
All right, dear Blessing. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, Blessing got no problem with that. She got phones for her kids when they were 5. Yeah, 5. And the one that's 6 currently has a good phone. Give them phones, but just monitor what they do online. Okay. Hello? Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
What's
your name? It's good. I'm able to link up to now.
What's your name?
This is also my name. So
hello, what's your name?
Yeah, you see, I've always told you I'm virtually challenged. it's very painful when we have to be trying to get linked up with you, especially during the period of between you and Benga.
Oh dear.
You know, it can give us over the high blood pressure. Please, maybe you help us to tell.
I am sorry about that.
Issue, I mean, send less time.
Okay.
But since Monday night, I've been trying this the only time I'm able to, at times I have to sleep off.
We're sorry about that.
Up now, I have to wait and listen to what I'm saying.
We're sorry about that.
I hope
welcome.
To a post correct situation.
You're here now, so let's talk. Oh, wow. Our apologies, okay? If you've been trying to reach us, we sincerely do apologize. Phone lines are always buzzing. Okay, we apologize. But hey, let's talk. Hello?
Yeah,
hello, good morning.
Like I said before, the problem is not...
What's your name?
I've actually called before. My name's Galago.
Okay.
The problem is not getting your child a phone. You can get your child an iPhone 13.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
If your child, you want them to be civilized, but monitoring them in your own perspective, as in you will be chanced to monitor the iPhone 13, you understand?
Mm.
You can monitor it, but you can monitor his or her own phone alone. But these people, they have time to go around with friends and mix up, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And what are they really doing at that time? You have your own time to spend. You want to make money to put ends on, what they call it, put on the table for them, you understand? You don't have all the time in the whole world. What I actually advise you is that, guys, they are always Java phone, button phone.
Mm.
You understand?
Okay.
Give them a phone. You want to communicate with them. You don't go to Covenant University. Before you get admission into that university, they'll give you what they call a palm top. Every student in that university has a palm top on your entrance. And every student in that university, they have a uniform. That is monitoring. So whichever assignment are you going to be doing on that palm top? Which the school does not even know about, or your parents didn't know about.
Okay.
You don't have the time for everything in your world.
Oh, my dear. Thanks for calling. He said it's complicated. So sorry about that. I have a friend whose dad is overprotecting. She has finished higher institution and her dad still believes she has no phone. Okay. Meanwhile, she's using iPhone 11. She got it from her fraudster boyfriend. She has multiple boyfriends. Her younger sister is also using an iPhone. And the dad still believes that they don't have phones and boyfriends. The daddy will have heart attack the day he finds out. I am sure, because he believes he's a good father. But he has failed. Parenting is very important. Greenish. Okay, Greenish. Thanks for that. And that's actually true. Parents
Hello?
Should not be that rigid. Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
It's been good. It's been good. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Oluwa Darlington from family.
Oluwa Darlington, the latest groom. Welcome.
Mm. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, how is the job, man?
Everything is good.
Everything is good. Let me go shortly to this. It is like that.
Mm-hmm.
If, sorry, let me just use one short broken. My mama did tell me, because when one sport, good sport. You know, when one good, go good.
Good.
I stay with my uncle in Bonny Camp, the general.
Okay.
I stay with him. At the age of 7, he bought them phone. Very
seven.
Sweet, lovely phone.
Mm.
Buy data for them. And for one day, I've not one like, I just go through that phone. I've never seen one evil thing inside.
Okay.
Like, I see children is using this thing to do Facebook. Because daddy says, you are not up to the standard for Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp now. You know, those children abide by that thing. I checked the phone one day, I just said, let me just screw this one and just look something.
And you know how to check hidden apps? Okay, there are 7 actually. They might not know how to do that. But teenagers.
Hmm. I'm using iPhone. Me, I'm using iPhone. There's no thing in iPhone you will tell me. I can use iPhone to monitor. As I'm here, I'm now, I can monitor my wife's phone. Nobody take out with my phone. You understand?
Hmm.
I do the necessary thing I'm supposed to do. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
In that phone, I could do everything for one day. I will see the lights. And let me see all those. Something. And I call them. What are you using for? He says, his daddy went out. You see, you could know where daddy is. If you miss mommy, we call. Now, this children, I'm telling you, one is a medical doctor in Germany. The other one is a pastor in the gym church.
Okay.
You get what I'm trying to tell you. Picking them was poor. It goes spoil. Mm. No matter you guide them.
Okay.
Wants to, it goes spoil. So, buying food for your son or not buying food is nothing the matter. The matter is that you as a parent.
Okay.
You as a parent. Next time you see your children, you take what to all your children, sit down and talk to them like a parent. Daughter, son, also, please the latest. This is what is going on. Don't do this. Don't do this. If you do this, is a crime. If you do this, is a crime. You have made your protest, Father. I bet you nobody like we leave the circle you put there. But if you see the monitor, if the monitor and you monitor away, they go to school.
Abi.
You monitor away, they go to church.
Hmm.
You monitor away, they go break. You understand?
Okay.
Because it was spoiled, it was
spoiled.
The most important, the parents draw your children closer to you. If you, because any, day my wife born that day, I know what to do with my life.
Okay.
Because me, I want to raise my own child in my own different way from others to go.
All right, thank you so much, Lua, darling. Thank you for that call. Ada, good morning. I believe we parents are the ones overdoing things. What about those children in the rural and remote areas and have no access to phones and yet they go to the universities and they do so well? Valid question. But do they still do that? Anyway, it is never an easy thing monitoring those children. Even God could not totally monitor Adam and Eve while in the Garden of Eden, so it would not be advisable to get them the phones in the first place. The children can be given phones when they are out of secondary school and have gone into the higher institution. At that level, the child is believed to be an adult and should be at least 16 years of age. As secondary school students, they can use their parents' phones for assignments if they have to go online. Good morning, Namdi from Suleri. Okay, thanks Namdi for that. Having just 18 more minutes, I think we should just start doing this. But feel free to call and let me see. I'll squeeze in the call.
Hello, Ada. Sorry, I call back.
Okay.
See, Ada, when I was in the village, my dad is a very stubborn man. You understand?
Okay.
If he say no, it's no. My dad didn't allow any of us to have fun. Do you know I have
for real?
Phone? I tell you, I have fun now. I have phone under his room, but you don't know.
So who wait, who gave you the phone and how were you hiding it?
You know you know my mom is a businesswoman. My mom sells bag of rice, Solandis, all these wedding things, even wedding gown, all those things.
Okay.
So I'll normally stay for shops. So one of my friends said, how do I buy this BlackBerry? I need BlackBerry. Because you know what you are saying? Black what? I say yes. Already I've already got that money. Then I gave to the girl. She went to one guy called Romanius. He bought it for me. She collected with it. Do everything for me. They didn't know register for me. She bought SIM for me. But I gave her money again. She recharged the SIM. Everything, she brought it for me.
Okay.
I put everything silent.
Oh, wow.
I tell you.
So who were you calling?
For 2 years.
Who were you calling then?
Who will I call?
Because then I remember having a phone in secondary school. I was calling just my parents and my aunties.
Nobody. I don't have anybody's number, but I saved my daddy number. I saved my mom number. All my stepmother, I saved their number. So I would just flash them. You know, I would see my daddy missed call. I would see my daddy missed call on my phone. Maybe
he was
if
such
I flash,
a mischievous
call
child.
Back. When he called back later, if I take the phone, I would see my daddy's missed call. I say, hey, I have missed call.
Oh, blessing.
I have missed call. Hey, sometimes I will just call my mom. She will pick hello, and I will not say anything. Then I will tell my friend, Junior, call my mom today. Hey, honestly, I have that for 2 years
BlackBerry
with me. Under the roof, I didn't know. At the end of the day, I opened Facebook. I didn't put my picture there. Later, I put my friend's picture. I was following my dad. Honestly. See, the any child that wants to spoil you is spoiled. There is nothing you can do. Some girls don't even have phone. They don't have phone. They are on Facebook. Honestly, they don't have phone. When they come to school, they say, oh, just raise your phone. Give me your phone. I will give them the open Facebook. This one, the only thing is that just advise your child. Make your child your friend. Tell your child the implication of everything that you do. Sometimes, you just even make your child your friend. The time they will tell you their secret, you will not even know. Sometimes me with these children in my place here, these my adopted children, thought I would be Jesus. When I was like you before, you need to see the way men are rushing me. They can't allow them. Oh. Suppose I allowed them, I would have been in the village now. You will not even know bless yourself. Please take care of yourself. Oh. Then the girl will now say, Auntie Bless is true. One of my uncle, he said, I'm very pretty that your auntie is taking care of you and like your auntie. I said, what did you tell him now? She will just explain for me. Then one day I just drive direct to their school. I said, please don't admire this girl again. Don't admire her. I said, I think this woman. I said, no, don't admire her again. Then before the teacher denied, the girl asked, you feel very pretty like my auntie now. You feel very pretty like my auntie that I have back like my auntie. Didn't you? I'm telling you. So the only thing is that just make your children your friend. I advise them. That's all. Their phone. But I think they have phone. Oh, my biological children in UK, they have phone 6 years. They have better phone.
It's all right. Thanks for calling, Blessing.
Thank you.
Blessing just brought memories, that time. Though my own, I was not hiding my phone. My dad gave me my phone. But then I had no friends to call, just my parents. And I was in the same house with them. What do I call them to say? So then I feel so ashamed saying this. Okay. So then, I used to go to... what's it called? Calendars. I would check the calendars, take out numbers, random calendars, then all companies, hair brands, relaxers, stuff like that. They used to add your phone numbers there, So I'll just take down their numbers and call. Some they'll pick, some they will not, and they will call me back. That excitement of hearing my phone ring. Being a child or something else. Sorry about that, my dear. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Darling is calling back. Sorry, I run out of water. Are you guys with me?
Yeah.
Cool. I tell you about something. If they play my secondary school record for my mommy, she will never in her life believe that this is what I did in secondary school.
Okay.
Because she's all the CW woman, very strong woman in the show. If she play my record when I'm from secondary school, because I went to Kuma secondary school, Kaduna.
Okay.
They go back it. And then when they back it from school, I will not go home.
Wow.
I went to one of my friends' house and spent 1 week.
Then 1 week later, there's no baby by the man. But because of baby, they can't do that. I did say, I don't pay hotel bill.
How old are you then?
Yes, three. I'm paying hotel bill. I start to pay hotel 500 for Kaduna. With my last small change. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
So, if they play my record of my past, or my mother, or my sisters, or my brother, they go say, Jesus Christ, no day with me.
Hmm.
I got those things or something. If I do it, I will go home like one gentle and innocent boy that can never kill slap. Then my uncle that told me the general now. Boy, what's up, Baba? You are in school, you are not behaving like so that would be gentle. You are a terrorist outside the house. I'm a bad boy outside the house. In essence, let me just give you the nickname they called me when I was in secondary school, erosion. Washing up the way top soil. You understand?
Okay.
So the thing is like buying food for your son or not buying food for your son. Because what's point. So look, imagine the last caller that girl that called you.
Hmm.
The name of the parents, she's using phone for 3 years, the papa didn't know. You understand?
Yeah.
Having the gods won't fly in the father. The father is not doing anything. So the thing is like parents, please. We know you will be for you. Cause you're good. Cause you're good. You good know we offer for our children. I beg you that it's God.
Okay.
Don't be 10 minutes with your parents, with your children, with your child. It doesn't complete your premier God given the grace. But people went both small, 1, 2. It's just that one. Just have time for your son. The rest of you pull his clothes, you check his back, check his body. What happened? It's waiting in here, waiting in here. It's something you do. It will not take you time.
All right, Oluwa, darling.
Because your son wants to know why we meet you. Why do I meet you? I want to talk to you. I want to see your face on of video call. You understand? Yeah, I'll take you a good night.
Okay, well said. Thank you so much, Oluwa Darlington, for calling. Having just 9 more minutes left, I think we just have to jump on this right now. So, yeah, there are basic questions you need to ask yourself before getting your child a phone. Number one, does your child need a phone? As adults, we all know the difference between needs and want. But a child in middle school or even younger kids may be able to distinguish the difference. Mm-hmm. Because a friend has a phone doesn't equal your child needing a phone. If you and your child are not often apart beyond school hours, a cell phone may not be a serious necessity. But if your child has a lot of extracurricular activities, a cell phone could be useful during emergencies and as a convenient way to communicate with you. If you feel your child is too young for text messages and internet access, mobile phones that only allow phone calls are available. Some people mention Jabber. And we have what some people call touch lights. Just little phones. I still have one. Just for phone calls. So, you can get that for your child. Now, with these phones, you don't have to worry about social media apps, you know, like Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and the rest. But your child can still make important phone calls to you. So if you're really concerned about, oh, I want to hear from my child, I want to know what happens at school, I want my child to call me during break time or after school so I know when to go pick up my child, you know, stuff like that. You can get them that phone. So you save yourself the drama of thinking what they're doing on TikTok or Instagram. And remember, talk to them about it, because that you're getting your child that phone doesn't mean that her friends or his friends are using the same phone. They might be using smartphones. And again, is your child responsible enough for his cell phone? Your child's maturity level is going to be a good gauge as to when it's the right age for a cell phone. Will he be able to keep track of where it is and take good care of it? Or are you worried he will drop it in the toilet the first day he has it? If he brings it to school, will he follow his school rules on where and when it can be used? Some people get their kids smartphones. Don't you think, or don't you ask yourself, is this phone going to be a distraction to my child during lectures? There are some basic questions you need to ask yourself, especially considering the age of your child. Again, will he use the ability to text, take pictures and record videos responsibly and not as a way to embarrass or harass others? Ask yourself all of these questions and have a discussion with your child about responsible technology use before handing over a new phone. Remind your child that having a cell phone is a privilege. Some people just get their kids' phones without having responsible technology usage conversation with them. Tell them so they don't go about recording anything and everything. Let them know that recording people without their consent is an offense. Also, does she understand the safety issues? Smartphone use means more than making a call these days. With internet access, children can access inappropriate content even at a young age. They can also become victims of online predators. You hear stuff like, oh, okay, I met this guy on Facebook, a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, telling you, oh, I met this guy on Facebook. He entered my DM, he was telling me how beautiful I was, and he said we should link up. Some of them are not genuine people. They'll lure your child, get your child, kidnap your child. Some they rape them, some they even get them killed. So have this conversation with your kids before giving them smartphones. And also talk to them about cyberbullying. Some people on this space called the internet, they don't have sense. You might have a child that is chubby and your child takes a picture and uploads, and one senseless human might just come and, oh, you this fat thing, go hit the gym. Is your child mentally ready for such? So yeah, you really have to, you know, have this conversation with your kids. If you want to keep an extra eye on what your child is doing with their first cell phone, there are parental controls you can put in place. Android users can download the Google Family Link app. This allows you to put restrictions on your child's phone use. Everything from the content they're accessing to the apps they can install can be controlled by you. If your child has an iPhone, there are also parental controls you can take advantage of. Through your settings, you can set content and privacy restrictions as well as limit screen time. Even as an adult, I do that to myself. Yeah, I do that, especially on Instagram. There were times that I would just check and I'll discover that I've spent like 6 hours on Instagram. It's like, come on, Ada. So yes, I do that as an adult. Now, this is me that's an adult. I don't want to use the word addicted. I was. How much more a child? So you have to be ready as a parent as well before thinking of giving your child a phone. And again, does your child understand the cost? Having a phone is expensive. All cell phone plans are different. While some offer unlimited text messages a minute, others offer only a set number of minute texts and, you know, data per month. If they exceed the limit, you get charged as a parent. Now, you have your phone to subscribe, you have DS. Some people do, what's it called, unlimited data subscription at home. Yeah, family plan and all. It's amazing, right? What if you're not around or they're leaving the house? So you have that at home. You do the subscription individually on your device, on their devices as well. Okay. The apps, the music, movies, like everything, they all cost money. So you have to think of this as well. And again, which functions are appropriate? when you get your child their first cell phone, you may decide that they don't need, you know, all the bells and whistles like internet access, text messages, videos and more. You can also decide whether you want them to have access to social media on their phones. If the phone is truly for communication with you, you may consider a device without all of the added capabilities, or at minimum, know what you can do to help keep its users safe and appropriate by using some of the parental controls I mentioned earlier. Also, if you're getting them a phone because of, you know, assignments, research and all, why not give them your phone to use instead? You want to research, have mine. When you're done, bring it to me. Or if you must get them a smartphone, restrict it. That space is toxic. Even as an adult, adults take breaks off social media to clear their heads. But kids might not understand this until it eats deep into them. Some of them might just be there and they'll go learn how to throw people because they think it's fun. Anyway, it's 2 o'clock and sadly this is where we can go. I remain Adiabla Senior Radio Girlfriend on Instagram. I am at Adiablezy, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. I'll be leaving you with a repeat broadcast of Hard Fact, Sunnyside and The Morning Crossfire. Too well to take care of yourself and good night.